This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Grapevine police bust an associate church pastor on child porn.
Police say an investigation into spy cameras placed in a church mobile home led to the arrest of 38-year-old Arturo Alarcon. The mobile home at the 121 Community Church was used by traveling church families, and one of those families found the cameras. Amanda McNew of Grapevine Police says that led to the discovery of child porn on Alarcon's phone.
We're now looking into all of the electronics that he had to see if there's any other evidence and to make sure there are no additional crimes.
Although no other charges have been filed, McNew says they are concerned because Alarcon came in contact with children, not just as an associate pastor, but because he was a substitute teacher and he volunteered at the Grapevine Community Outreach Center's after-school program. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The trigger man in the February 2023 murder of a Louisville pawn shop owner has been convicted of capital murder. A jury returned the verdict in and around an hour after 19-year-old Jatavon Johnson. First Assistant District Attorney Jamie Beck says the sentence was an automatic life sentence without parole.
The jury did have the option to find Jatavon, the defendant, guilty of a lesser included offense of murder. If that would have occurred, then we would have had a punishment hearing and the range would have been 5 years all the way up to life.
One of the co-defendants in the case cut a deal and testified against Johnson for a reduced charge.
He's the guy from Wiley, first to face trial for the Capitol riot. Now he's getting a shorter prison term. Federal judge cut the sentence for Guy Reffitt by about 7 months. This reduction because the Supreme Court ruling erased obstruction charges against those January 6th defendants. Reffitt took part in the riot outside the Capitol and threatened his son if he talked to the FBI. He could get out of prison in about 5 years.
Texas lawmakers are going to go back to Austin in January, but when members get to the House, someone new is going to be calling the shots.
Dade Phelan has served as Speaker of the Texas House since 2021. He just got elected to another term as representative, but he now says he will not run to keep leading the chamber. Rice University political science professor Mark Jones says a lot of Republicans don't think Phelan's conservative enough.
He's now letting Dustin Burroughs, one of his chief lieutenants from Lubbock, tried to mobilize enough support.
Mansfield Republican David Cook is also running, and Jones says Cook is further to the right. He says Phelan may have figured out he was in trouble after supporting the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton.
And that not only undermined his support among sort of conservative Republicans, but it cost him support among many of his rank-and-file supporters.
Paxton says Phelan leaves a legacy of betrayal, and support for Burroughs would also be a betrayal of the conservative movement. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is not going to make a lot of people happy. You might already hate trying to find a parking place when you go to the state fair. Texas gets a grant to get rid of one of their parking lots. National Park Service giving $9 million to replace a lot in the southern part of Fair Park, and they're turning it into a park.
It empowers us to transform Fair Park into a vibrant, inclusive hub for recreation, culture, and community connection.
Says the project will set up a year-round gathering place for people to live in that live in the neighborhood around Fair Park.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big news out of Austin this morning, a little bit of a bombshell. We've got Election Day behind us, of course, not far from a new legislative session in Texas, and we get word that House Speaker Dade Phelan from Beaumont, he announced this morning that he's going to drop his bid for a third term as Speaker. So he'll still be a member of the House, but he'll no longer hold the gavel. And then yesterday, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, he said the Senate was going to prioritize a measure banning consumable THC products in Texas, edibles. Let's talk about all of this. Bring in Rice University political science professor Mark Jones with us on KRLD. Dade Phelan, why did he end his bid? Did he just see the writing on the wall?
Well, there's a key vote coming up on Saturday whereby Phelan needed to get either get at least 60% of the support of the Republican caucus or keep someone else from getting the support of 60% of the members of the Republican caucus. And I think what he saw was the writing on the wall that another candidate David Cook up in Mansfield was probably going to get at least 60%, and that would make his speaker bid inviolable. So he essentially gave up, and he's now letting Dustin Burroughs, one of his chief lieutenants from Lubbock, try to mobilize enough support to allow him to be a viable speaker candidate.
Let's talk about the next speaker. Who would that be? And I know you mentioned a couple of names there, or at least one. And is that person going to be a lot more closer, I guess, politically to Dan Patrick in the Senate?
Well, if it's David Cook from Mansfield, he would be closer to the lieutenant governor and governor, and the Texas House would represent less of a break on conservative legislation coming out of the Senate than has been the case over the past few sessions. If it's Dustin Burroughs, though, from Lubbock, then we would expect a continuation of the pattern where the House represented a break on the more conservative legislation coming out of the Senate that dates to the two most recent sessions under Dade Phelan, the one prior to that under Dennis Bonin, and certainly all of those during the 2000s under former House Speaker Joe Strauss from San Antonio.
That conservative wing of the Republican Party down in Austin, they've been trying to get Dade Phelan ever since the impeachment of Ken Paxton. Does that still play into this? Is that where this all began?
Well, Phelan was always resented for breaking the legislation and for working with Democrats. But probably the straw that broke the camel's back for many conservatives was Phelan's ill-fated attempt to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxton. And that not only undermined his support among sort of conservative Republicans, but it cost him support among many of his rank-and-file supporters in the Texas House because he put targets on their back for the 2024 primary and didn't deliver on essentially removing Paxton.
All right. Different subject here. We're talking about Dan Patrick. He said yesterday that he's talking about Senate Bill 3 now, and they're going to go after consumable THC products in Texas. What kind of support could that get from the Senate and the House, the governor?
Well, this is legislation. Back in 2019, legislation was passed to allow hemp products to be sold, and it was focused more on agricultural hemp. What's happened is you've had thousands of retailers use a loophole to create edibles, drinks, buds to sell that are supposedly low THC. But what we found is that since there's no real regulation of these outfit, these shops, there's actually consumables, edibles, and buds that are being sold with, you know, 5 to 6 times the amount of THC allowed by law. This is the lieutenant governor essentially signaling to these retailers that since you all have been playing games, I'm going to shut down the entire enterprise. There may be some pushback and sort of a compromise reached where they can find some legislation that allows the stores to stay open, but with far more regulation. But I think the lieutenant governor is serious about passing this. If he wants to pass it, it will pass out of the Senate.
and the only break on it potentially could be the House, which is much less likely if Dade Phelan or Dustin Burrows isn't there as Speaker, and we know Phelan won't be there.
All right, and the big cloud hanging over all of this, and I don't know if it's a cloud, but school choice, that's the big legislation that the governor has been pressing. So could that have an impact on who's the next Speaker in the House?
Well, it makes a real difficult dilemma for a moderate Republican because they need the support of Democrats in order to be Speaker, but they have to deliver for their Republican base, both voters but also rank-and-file lawmakers, school choice legislation. And it's tough to see how someone like Dustin Burrows can convince Democrats to vote him in as Speaker, but also convince Republicans to support him as Speaker if he's not going to back Governor Abbott's key school choice legislation. So overall, I think school choice will pass this session, and the only real question is how expansive and universal the coverage will be.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you so much. It's good stuff. Mark Jones at Rice University with us here on KRLD. A lot on the line here in North Texas as well. SMU playing Clemson in the ACC title game. UT and Georgia tomorrow for the SEC championship game. Atlanta is where they're playing that one, and that is where we find Dallas Morning News columnist Kevin Sherrington. He's with us right now on KRLD. Hey, we're doing great. This was Texas' one loss of the year. They got smacked around by Georgia down in Austin in their first meeting. What's going to be different this time?
Well, I'm sure what the Texas fans and Steve Sarkisian are wanting is that to be different is the fact that they couldn't run the ball at all against Georgia in that first game. 27 carries for 29 yards. That's not going to get it done. So they have really kind of tried to beef up their running game. Trey Wisner from DeSoto, the sophomore, has really helped out that game here in the last couple of games that they've played. They're running the ball much better than they were earlier. And so if they can do that and run the ball against Georgia, and Georgia has really struggled, actually, and given up a lot of yards in its last two games, and especially against in that eight overtime game against Georgia Tech. They gave up 240 yards, I believe it was. So that would be the one weakness, I would think. And, you know, I'm sure there's got to be at some point some form of retribution for Texas players, isn't there?
I can hear you're at the airport. That's awesome. SMU, I think this is, and Mike and I have been touching on this pretty much all week, is how awesome this story is. They're kind of going under the radar here. First year in the ACC, they're in the conference championship game. They got a shot at actually getting a bye in this thing. Talk about what their chances are against Clemson.
No, I think their chances are really good. I think their chances would have been good against Miami as well, because you know Miami has one of the most dynamic players in the whole college landscape, of course, in Cam Ward. But their defense isn't very good, and that's one of the reasons why they're sitting at home this weekend and not playing in the ACC championship game. Clemson is a good team, but they're not the Clemson teams that we used to see back in the teens that were going to the national championship game. And that's really kind of been the story both with Texas and with SMU. They're both playing in new leagues for the first time, and they have a shot at winning them. How often does that kind of thing happen? Well, it happened this year because things just kind of lined up for them. In college football in general this year, we just saw that there is not a really dominant team out there. We're not even sure that Oregon is really a dominant team. They're good, and they certainly haven't been beaten. But they haven't been, I don't think they've been tested a lot that they beat Ohio State, obviously. But that's what these teams have done. Texas and SMU both have risen to the challenge of these new leagues. And I think that, SMU has a great chance to do that. And how great would it be if SMU and Texas ended up playing each other?
I don't know who I'd root for.
That would be awesome.
That'd be tough.
The NCAA's got to be loving this. The new format, the realignment, it's turned out better than they could have dreamed.
Well, you know, there was a lot of consternation about the expanded playoffs, and of course, people are upset about NIL and what's going on in college sports now, paying all these kids. And so there's been a lot of anger about all of these things. And what happens? We have the what I consider the best college football season in my nearly 50 years of covering sports. I think it's just been a fabulous season and been a lot of fun. Every weekend, you weren't really sure what was going to happen, and it's just gone down to the wire with all this. And so I just think that it couldn't have been better for anybody.
Great. Kevin, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking time there at Hartsfield International in Atlanta.
It's good. Well, that's a busy airport.
Yeah, it's a mess. Kevin, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Kevin Sherrington with the Morning News. He's with us here on KRLD. The Texas game, SEC Championship, Longhorns and the Georgia Bulldogs kick off at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Of course, you can hear it right here on the home of the Longhorns, KRLD, with our pregame beginning at 2.
You know, I absolutely agree with him. This has been one of the best seasons. Everyone talks about, before coming into this, oh, this is going to take away from each week and that it means something and whatever, and that if you have a loss. I don't think it has at all. It has actually made, even if you do lose, you still got a chance, and that's made it even more fun, I think. And it's brought so many more teams actually into the national championship picture. I don't think that there's been any problem with this new format.
No, not at all.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.